Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're now beginning Perek Beis of the Rambam Hilchos Sanhedrin. As you know, just as a matter of Hakdamah, the Lecha Mishnah says that all the dinim here are not Likuva. That was covered in Perek Aleph, and the Rambam said Echad Yudei L'Daber ve'Echad Yudei L'Shmoa, but this is the optimal Sanhedrin, a Sanhedrin She'en L'malo Heimeno. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Sanhedrin Beis Aleph, Ein Ma'amidin Be'Sanhedrin Le'Bin B'Gdola Ben B'Ktana L'Anashim Chachamim univonim muflagin bechachmas haTorah baalei deya meruba yodim ktsas bishar chachmos kigon refuos vecheshbon uskufos umazalos viitzdagninos. The Kesef Mishnah quotes to the Ramach, who says, why do they have to know these things? And the Kesef Mishnah says, well, it's not a problem for cheshbon uskufos umazalos that's needed for kiddush hachodesh or brishana. Doesn't so much relate to refuos, that they should know how to be done those things. I don't think that's the answer, because the Rambam goes on to say, It sounds like there are two categories. The Rambam holds that they have to know ktsatz mishar chachmos. It's Torah, they have to know everything. Then they should be balei deya meruba, yodin ktsatz mishar chachmos, and he has a list, refuos, cheshbon tkufos mazalos itzdakninus, and then things that you only have to know that you know otherwise wouldn't get yourself involved in, especially the Rambam l'shitaso tamim tiyayim mashan lohek elokecha, that all of the dvarim elu are divrei sheker v'chaza v'hevel, but those are the things that you have to know kadei shu yodim ladon osam. So I'd like to suggest that the Rambam maintains that there are requirements for the members of any Sanhedrin to be anashim chachamim unavonim. So with respect to Torah knowledge, that has to be total and complete, muflagin b'chachmas haTorah, but also balei deya meruba, that they have to have broad knowledge. And then the Rambam defines what areas, refuos, cheshbon, skufos, mazalos, itzdakninos, and then they have to know things that otherwise, you know, there's no need to know. But since they're going to be responsible for being done, avodah zara and ma'onim b'kosim b'chashvin, etc., so then there's no issue of los asurach v'avchem v'achreinechem. Then the Rambam goes on to say, based on Gemara Sanhedrin lamed vavamud beis, ve'ein ma'amidim b'sanhedrin l'kohanim l'viim yisraelim miyuchasim haruyin l'hasi l'chuna shenamar v'siyatu sham imach. Kesef Mishnah turns our attention to the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Vav Amud Beis and says the Rambam seems to quote the wrong pasuk. In a kol ksherim ladon dinin nefashos, my time tenor of Yosef shem shebeizdim nukim betzedek kachem nukim mikol mum amar mimer raikra kulach yafara yasim mum in bach v'dilma mum mamish. Maybe this is talking about not a mum in yichus, but a mum mamish. And v'achra yekav amakra v'itziatzu sham imach Bidomin l'cha. Okay, so Bidomah Hasam Yishum Shechina. That was a unique Sanhedrin. That was the, you know, Baaloscha issue where the Ve'atzalti Min Aruach Hashar Lacha. So that's just Hashras Shechina. Lamer Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mekra V'nasu Itach Bidomin Lach Lehavi. So Bidomin Lach sounds like the Rambam is quoting that Bechachma V'yira V'yachas. It has to be parallel to Moshe in those areas. Again, Chachma Yiras Hashem V'yachas Anashim Yuchasim. And, you know, it should be in the Rambam quote the pasuk of Vinasu itcha b'masaha. Okay, so why didn't he quote that pasuk? So Kesef Mishnah is an interesting explanation as to, you know, v'siyatz v'sham imach. Maybe that question of v'dil mahasam yishum shechina is only true according to Rabbi Yehuda, but not according to the Rabbanan. But in any event, it seems like the Rambam wants to maintain that pasuk of v'siyatz v'sham imach, right? You, Moshe, are the source of everything that flows out to Sanhedrin. So it seems to me that the Rambam felt that this kind of, what the Gemara calls Mishum Shechina, and that's distinct from other Sanhedrin. So maybe the Rambam Dafka felt that that's exactly what was needed. Maybe Adarabba, that every Sanhedrin is a conduit for Hashras HaShechina. And as such, the Rambam specifically wanted that pasuk of Yisiatvu Shamimach. So what he said in the Gemara is the following. V'dilma hasam yishum shechina, that was a different kind of bezdin. They had Ashras HaShechina, and therefore they had to be miuchasin. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak Mekra, v'nasu itcha b'masam, itcha b'domin lecha lehavi. No, it's part of a general din of the Sanhedrin, in which case it's then you go back to the original pasuk and you say v'siyatzvu shamimach isn't just in that one case, but it's just a general din in any Sanhedrin that people should be of this caliber and of this stature. So I think that would really be a very important point then, that Moshe Rabbeinu remains the paragon for all subsequent dayanim. So again, number one, you say Balei Deim Meruba. I don't think it's a question of just the pragmatics of knowing how to be done case of Avodah Zarah. There, the Rambam says, K'deshi Adunu Osam, but more generally, there's a great requirement for the Sanhedrin to have broad knowledge. And then second of all, right, the Rambam quotes the Pasuk, which is the Pasuk of the Shechina, V'siyatzvu Shamimach. We're reminded about the Hashra'as HaShechina, which is inextricably linked with the role of Sanhedrin.